Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Studio podcast, where we talk about the world of blockchain and Web3. I'm your host, Rohan Srivastav. Joined with me is Shagun Sharma. And today we have a very special guest, someone who has not only made waves in the Web3 space, but has also been instrumental in shaping the future of smart contracts and decentralized applications. Joining us today is Prabal Pratap Singh from the team of Culp Studio and Build. He is an accomplished smart contract developer, a recent winner of the ETH Global Hackathon, and a leader in the Web3 community through initiatives like Polygon Guild, where he has been a lead in community building. So Prabal, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
So I'm great. Thanks for having me. So currently I'm enjoying my time in Lucknow for some exciting blockchain events. It's been a while, everything happening in Web3 space, but I'm excited to be on your show today.
Great. Yeah, excited to have you here too, and also excited for today's topic. And actually, we are going to talk about Web3 events, hackathons, and interesting buzz stories or innovations from Token 2049 to ETH Global, ETH India, and to our hosted Build, which is powered by Culp Studio. So yeah, before we start, can you just talk more about yourself and how you got involved in Web3?
So thanks for giving me a great intro, Rohan, and thanks to Sagun. So yes, we will talk about everything like Token 2049, ETH Global, all the things you have mentioned. So a little intro about me. I'm a blockchain developer with a specialization in a smart contract and smart contract development, decentralized systems, and privacy preserving technologies. You guys know about like JKPs. So other than this, I have some other activities I have done, like including Polygon Guild to winning a global hackathon such as ETH Global. For a hackathon board, I have won almost 10 plus hackathon, and in the current scope in Culp Studio, I am more focused on designing and implementing like a scalable secure solution for dApps. Also, as activity, I also stay active in community building, mentorship, which I think is a pretty much needed in Web3 ecosystem. So currently, really, I think I'm very passionate about like JKPs and DeepIn, because I think this thing can solve many real world problems.
And for all those who are listening, JKPs are essentially zero knowledge proofs, which are huge in blockchain right now. And Shagun, would you agree that?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I know these are the major narratives which have, which are now popular in Web3. Yes. And I can see that Prabal is also excited about ZKPs and DeepIn. And today we'll go to talk more about
If you talk about things. DeepIn, like a decentralized infrastructure, they are providing a great many thing in Web3. Like you can train your LLM model in just a decentralized preserving your own data. You are not giving your data to anyone. This is a decentralized infrastructure. You are like decentralized AWS.
Oh, that's super cool, Prabal. And you have actually had a very interesting journey in Web3. So you have been a judge for Build Hackathon and an active member for Build. There must be a huge difference in what people who attend the event experience and what actually goes on behind the scenes. And from what we have heard, Build is not only like a event and hackathon organizer. Could you share a little bit of about your experience and tell us about the big picture of Build and what's more behind the idea of Build?
So, well, being a judge at the Build Hackathon was such a great experience for me. But Build is not just another hackathon platform, but it is a platform to inspire developers to think big and push boundaries in Web3 ecosystem. So what I believe that Build was to bring together a billion minds for not just solve existing problem, but to reimagine the future of decentralized tech. So as someone who is being on the both side, like being a participant in a hackathon and then as a developer, then as a judge, I have seen both. So the creativity and the collaboration at the Build was inspiring, and seeing those projects growing from ideas to working solution was amazing. So if I just give a single example, like, well, we have seen all these big players like Facebook and their journey from being a static website to a dynamic one. So it's all about evolution from web 1 to web 2, and just like web 3 is also in its journey.
Yeah, completely agree. And you said it right that it's a great evolution from web 1 to web 2 and to web 3. And it's a great time to be in this space as it's an ideation phase. Mm-hmm. So yeah, your ideas can be a great revolution soon. And it's fascinating. I personally had no idea that build was so much more. And we all know that actually things work differently in Web3. So.
Yeah, and guys, through this conversation that we're having, we're actually helping our listeners understand how Web3 events and hackathons and the ecosystem overall provides opportunities to innovate, collaborate, and even benefit in ways that we haven't seen before. So, Prabal, let's talk a little bit more about how participating in Web3 hackathons can benefit developers.
Participating in Web3 hackathon is a fantastic opportunity for developers. It's quite different from the traditional tech events we are used to. So, like, I just can share a few points to highlight my idea. Like the hands-on experience, you get unparalleled. You are not just learning blockchain, smart contract in theory. You are actively building them and getting a practical knowledge over there. Secondly, then there is a collaborative innovation aspect, which is very important. I think that the motive is most important part. Like Web3 hackathon bring together a diverse crowd, like web developers, designers, entrepreneurs, and all passionate about that decentralizing the web and this Web3 ecosystem. The energy is electric. You are bouncing ideas off each other, learning from different perspectives, learning from each other. And the foremost and the last, like networking opportunity, are another a huge advantage. These events are teaming with industry leader, potential employers, and like even investor. So for me, just imagine having a casual chat over a coffee with someone who could be your next mentor or a business partner. So building these relationships can open a door you did not even know before the Web3 they were ever existed. So plus you are often get access to resource and mentorship that you wouldn't get anywhere else, whether it's a new development tool, platform, you are expecting advice from some professional. So these resources can be a significant that can elevate your project and your skill. You get a good feedback from your fellow developers or some like professional from a Web3. This all feedback help you and you. So
yeah. Completely agree. So guys, what Prabal is trying to say is that people can actually leverage these opportunities for growth, right? So they have to be a little bit proactive, do a little bit of homework on the technologies and platforms beforehand, so that they are actually ready to dive in. They need to actually engage actively during the event. Don't hesitate to share their ideas or ask questions.
Definitely. Actually, networking is the intention behind it, and connecting with people, exchanging contacts, and making an effort to follow up after that. So actually, it is a great networking opportunity. And also, you can showcase your work, put your projects on GitHub or other platforms where they can be seen. So yeah, it's I can see it's a great engagement platform.
Yes, sir. And I can say just in a single word, like it's a relationship building between your fellow developer, investors, founders, and all of the people who are excited about the Web3 ecosystem. And all these things makes your project or your skill to elevate or make you a successful.
That's very true. I completely agree, Prabal. So actually, you do actually kind of meet all kinds of people in hackathons. There'll be people who are like complete introverts. And then you get to know them and then you find out how smart they are. Yes. That there will be extroverts who actually come out very loud, but they're actually great people.
Yes.
It's actually a great place to make friends and expand your network because you're we have Web3 and blockchain and smart contracts all in common. Plus, you also get an idea of where the technology is actually heading, right? And what innovations are being cooked. So,
like you are getting out of your comfortable zone and just engaging with people.
Yeah. Completely agree. So my question, Prabal, is what do you think makes a hackathon project successful?
So I see a successful project is a combination of innovation, feasibility, and there's a effective execution. So innovation is a key, but it should bring something new to the table. Approach to a problem, this should be a fresh perspective. But innovation alone cannot be enough for you to be a successful project. Then the solution must be a practical and address a real world problem. Like you are developing something that's not mean for like current generation. Like you are developing a Facebook or social media, but you are developing in a country that didn't have a internet penetration for all of the people. So you would not expect that your project could be a successful. Your idea is wonderful, but your practicality is not even that good. So the feasibility ensure that the project can be scaled and has a potential for a real world adoption.
Yeah, I completely agree. And there's also like a lot of teams that actually fail during hackathons, right? As we know, there's like limited resources and time. Also learning a new technology in just a few days is actually a very difficult task. It's also a pressure cooker situation where the stakes are high and some people just can't handle that. Execution is where many teams either shine or falter during hackathons. Given the limited time, it's actually pretty crucial to have a functional prototype that demonstrates the core features of your idea. Clarity in the presentation is also very vital. So for example, there was I went for a hackathon once a few years ago, and there was a team that was actually starting to integrate a new tech at the very last minute. I believe at that time, the third web SDK had just come out, and it was not as robust as it currently is. And the team wanted to actually integrate third web SDK into their project at the last minute, and they failed to build like a functional prototype for the same, right?
Yes, Rohan. And sometimes even companies participate in beta stage and their APIs are not working. So it's a kind of time wastage for developers. And yeah, you said it right. You took an example of third web. It came to the market and it was not that robust initially, but yeah, now it's creating a revolution. And summing up, teams can effectively communicate their vision, the problem they are solving and how the solution works. So they need to be clear about that, and considering aspects like user experience, security and compliance, especially in this space, can set a project apart. And it's actually it's about delivering a well-rounded solution that not only works but could make a real impact. So it's about solving a real world problem that makes a huge difference, as Pulp Studio is also solving great problems.
Yeah, so I believe like in hackathons, just like in when you're working for a company, it's always very important to build like an MVP, right? That actually kind of works, kind of brings forward the idea of what you're trying to build. All right, Prabal?
Yes. And there's one more thing, like the APIs thing you were guys were telling, like the developers have to set the priority, what they have to first to do. Like they have to make their front end, or like they are what they just want to integrate. They want to integrate the world coin first, or like they are integrating 1 inch first in there. But they have to set the priority, and there should be not a last minute hustle. These are the many things that make a hackathon project successful or falter.
Yeah, completely agree.
So guys, we are back after a brief intermission, and we have talked a lot about Web3 events and hackathons. And now we are just switching gears a bit towards another major event that recently took place, that is to Token 2049. And yes, it seems like this year it really took things to the next level with some game-changing announcements. So to start with, I would like to ask, what was the overall vibe at the event? And have you noticed any major themes that really stood out and you think are as important for the future of Web3?
Oh, totally, Sagun. Like Token 2049 is a great event of this year, like in Singapore. It's a major event of Web3 and a crypto folks, and everyone was very excited. The energy and the vibe was electric as always. You could really feel this positive energy if you talk to the folks. Like everyone, they are believing that we are on the right edge. We are on the something. We are doing something big. A lot of excitement was great towards like what's coming in 2024, and especially with the things like Bitcoin halving, like coming up, that bringing some possible regulatory changes that could open up new opportunities for everyone. So that's what I believe. So, so guys, what do you think?
I definitely agree. I can imagine that there were some really great conversations that were happening. And of course, we can't cover everything that happened in Token 2049, right? So what were some of the standout themes that you noticed, Prabal, at that event?
For sure. Felt like everywhere you turn, there are talks of something groundbreaking. So like you have heard this Bitcoin evolving role, like it was a major role, like it's no longer just a digital goods or a something like a currency that can be traded. Like there are some projects, Babylon, like pushing the Bitcoin boundaries with the staking and programmability things. It's like we are giving a Bitcoin a net set of tools to play with. Like you know that Bitcoin is like the oldest blockchain you had. It is more privacy protected. It is more trustable, like than any other blockchain. And there are some like proof of consensus, like longest chain rule, and its consensus. So I think this project can make it more like scalable to everyone. That's what I think.
Yeah, actually, it's one of the raw concept we have heard. So Bitcoin staking, it's really interesting, and also I would like to ask any other big themes you have noticed there.
Yes, definitely, Sagun. You might have heard this RWA thing, like tokenization of real world assets. This was a huge the idea. You can bring real estate stocks or asset like fine art onto the blockchain in. It's making it's like providing more liquidity to the ecosystem. Imagine making a traditional either non-liquid assets like these big asset that can be traded, and it's going to change the whole investment concept. Like you are walking to this DLF property and you are holding some token of this DLF, and you are now thinking that you are also the part of this big property or this big evolution that going on to the blockchain. So yeah. I think it's we are on the edge of this new investment concept that is coming up.
Yeah, I totally agree. That would be actually revolutionary. And how about the entire AI and blockchain connection, right? It's been such a hot topic lately. I remember I used to play Minecraft back in college. There were so many worlds where people had actually recreated entire cities with very minute details in creative mode, right? And now imagine tokenizing those real world assets and importing them into such virtual worlds. It's really exciting. Imagine having like virtual, what do you call them? Virtual cities where you can actually look at particular paintings, sculptures, and you can buy them right there and there, right? Especially with the advent of the metaverse, it's going to be a powerhouse in tech. Imagine a virtual world where with using AI, you can interact with the denizens that actually live in there in a recreation of our world, with RWA is actually handling ownership of the properties. So do you guys think RWAs will be gaining much more attention in the future?
Yes, it's like you are talking about this Metaverse thing. So there's a lot of companies that are buying these virtual shops or virtual property that you can really go into this Metaverse property and you can move around this whole city. They are building a whole city on the Metaverse, and they are listing their product on this and this is a metaverse is a new playground or a new future to look on to this new concept. So I think that RW is really about creating a new ways for people to invest by tokenizing something like real estate. You are allowing this, you are allowing like a smaller investor to buy a fraction of a property. Actually, it's opening up access to market that were really hard to enter for regular folks. And yeah, there's a whole wave of innovation that is coming around AI with blockchain. This is a fusion. Everyone was talking around this token 2049. And there's a lot of companies that are working around it because everyone think like AI merged with blockchain could bring some new concept and to reality.
Exactly. And what you just said, it was very actually relatable, and it's really making possible for owning anything through RWA that was really difficult or inaccessible for regular folks. So this exactly shows the power of decentralization. And yeah, the idea that AI could add an extra layer of intelligence to blockchain, it's actually making decentralized networks more competitive against traditional cloud. And so I think, for example, you just take a decentralized energy network. So there AI could, AI could monitor and adjust where energy is needed most. And then it can make the network run smoothly without any human help or manual help. So actually this kind of automation, it makes decentralized systems more and more efficient. And it's like, it's almost like having a smart assistant you can have, and that is built on blockchain. So it's very revolutionizing. Also, I love how tokenization can make these traditionally exclusive investments more accessible, as I said. And yeah, with everything in blockchain. But also, I think that everything in blockchain, there are hurdles, right? So we haven't talked about regulatory compliance. It's to me, it seems one of the biggest challenges. Not to me, actually, it's being talked everywhere. So it's one of the biggest challenges. What do you think about that?
So sorry to just interrupt you. Like, you are adding this AI and Web3. So you have heard like people are just training their AI model with this decentralized cloud where they have the ownership of their data and they can train this AI model. So I think this blockchain merger with AI going to be a great evolution. And and coming to your second part, like compliance thing, like, yes, in the compliance part, there are some hurdles. But you have heard this quote, like, if you are facing a hurdle in your life, then you are moving in a correct path. So I think if the blockchain is facing some hurdle, then we also think we are moving in some correct path. So
yeah, definitely.
Sorry to interrupt. Like, these are the calls like coming and popping up. Like,
no worries, man.
We should cut this.
No worries. So let's kind of continue. So the regulation part of blockchain has been like a steady beat, which was in the background, right? And one of the most, the biggest hurdle for adoption of Web3 has been via governments, because governments don't want like a decentralized network where everybody's anonymous to come in and trade real world money, right? So real world value. So even though it's not the loudest theme, it's clear to everyone that everyone's actually watching very closely. With more financial players eyeing crypto, everyone's trying to predict how regulation will actually shape the industry and where the integration points with traditional finance will be, right? So on a lighter note, this was a bit heavy, so on a lighter note, there's also GameFi and engagement-based apps that were brought into Token 2049, right? That bridge the gap between blockchain and everyday life. So one of the apps was, I believe, Vape to Earn. So as a smoker, I really connected with Vape to Earn idea, right? Which kind of goes to show that Web3 can be both fun and rewarding, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Exactly, like the regulation part, you were saying, like governments are blocking these regulations. Yes, so you are saying, but there are the regulations are good for the regular folks are investing inside. They can feel the safe investment, and there is someone who is responsible for that. So I think the regulations are important, and the second for the gamify thing. The gamify is evolving right now. Like there's a play to earn concept you are seeing. Like in Web2, there's a lot of games where we just play the game and we are not getting anything, just we are wasting our time. But like the play to earn concept where you are giving your time, you are earning against it. So yes, Web3 gaming is really pushing the envelope, like the idea of game assets, NFTs, like earning these NFTs. So like this, I am just also making a similar project compared to one like Bee Blast. Is about a whole ecosystem and lifestyle of a bee, where you just buy a bee, like a fighter bee or a queen bee as an NFT, then you can trade on the marketplace and you are collecting this honey token as a nectar, and that can be redeemable and redeemed, and you can just redeem with you for this fiat currency like USD and any other thing. Like yes, I think this play to earn experience is rewarding and immersive. That is going to be a big thing in this Web3 world.
Exactly, and we have also talked in our first episode about these fitness and wellness apps, how the actually Web3 is gamifying the industry, and we have talked about Stepin also.
Yeah, I believe so.
Stepin is a great idea. Like you have NFT and you just collect your token with the miles you cover.
Yeah. Right. Actually, so yes, another thing that caught my eye was the Telegram crypto wallet reveal.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and it's a big reveal. So with 800 million users, you could really push a mainstream adoption. Don't you think that it's going to be very
yes, definitely it's a game changer. Like you are saying, like 800 million users, that's a huge number. It's almost a thing like people are adopting the blockchain, like they are comfortable with the wallet and all these things. Now everyone who uses Telegram can access crypto within the app, like Telegram mini apps, making a huge experience, seamless, scalable, crucial for onboarding in Web3. So
yeah,
like
totally
you have heard yes you and the second thing I just wanted to add, you heard this game Hamster Combat, like click to earn game, like you the number of clicks you give, that the number of hamster token you get. Like they are making very easy for people for a mass adoption at a mass level. So it's great.
Totally agree. So there's also like a lot of users on Telegram itself, right? Almost everybody who is working in tech has already a Telegram, right? And that's one of the main sources of interaction for especially people with in tech, right? So, what do you think, Shogun?
That it's very revolutionary, and itself, I also think,
what I think, like this part, like Telegram, you are saying like Telegram. So, nowadays, what the people are, if you have a game, you just make a new Android app or iOS app, then the people have to download it. But in this Telegram mini app, the new concept is you have a Telegram, and in that Telegram app, you just download this mini app and you just play on the Telegram. You no need to download one extra Android app or iOS app on your mobile. This all the ecosystem will remain in the Telegram, and you have this wallet integrated with this Telegram wallet, and you just do all the transaction. It's like a Web2 experience in a Web3 version, that you are not facing any hurdle, and you are feeling the same privacy and like same transparency level. So it's a huge thing.
Yeah. And the fact that Bitcoin is now entering the metaverse with this new token, it adds another layer of excitement to this.
Yeah, totally. Now, actually, speaking about boundaries, right? Let's talk about Solana, right? they had revealed their Fire Dancer validator, which was aiming for 1 million transactions per second. I just hope that it won't be like before, where they had actually sacrificed security for transaction speed. And almost every year prior, we have actually heard there was like a Solana hack, which cost users millions, right? So let's see how effective Fire Dancer will be.
So just I want to add one more thing on it. Like everyone in the crypto industry know, like Solana in a year hacks one or two times. They have this same, like they are being hacked every year and they are not getting this security feature enhanced. But I don't think how it can be happened. If you are being hacked every year, then there might be some problem. You have to look into it. And as we all know that Solana has a funding from FTX and Sam Altman. So who knows what is in future.
Who knows what
That's
comes.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Then also, so I've got to know one of the coolest stories or announcements that we all have heard at Token 2049, and our audience should know about it. So it's a collaboration between OKX, a crypto exchange, and McLaren Racing, and it was something really that stood out. So what do you think about this collaboration?
So it's a great collaboration, like merging of Web3 and the Formula One. So they revealed it in a stealth mode, but it's a great, like we are doing some practical thing, like we are also making some fans from this Formula One viewers. So yeah, it's a great and such a creative ways to do it.
Yeah,
totally. And I think that is it for Token 2049, right? Let's actually kind of shift gears and move forward and talk about ETH India a little bit. Yes,
right. Yeah.
First of all, a huge congratulations on winning the ETH Global's ETH Online Hackathon, Prabal. That's a massive achievement. Can you tell us a little bit about the project that actually helped you secure the win?
Oh, thank you so much, Rohan. Like winning the ETH Online Hackathon of ETH Global was an incredible experience for me. So I created this blockless wizard on this blockless network, which simplifies the development and deployment of a decentralized application. So it's a powerful VS Code extension that integrate with the blockless CLI command directly into the code editor. So with this wizard, you can easily initialize your project, deploy your project, all without leaving the VS Code. Like it make the experience for a developer a very easy and a simple. And so actually my goal was to make this decentralized app more accessible, and proud that Blockless Wizard has recognized my contribution and given me the best dev tooling award. And like thanks to the Blockless Network.
Yeah, it's inspiring, and I see it's a great idea to integrate CLI commands in VS Code, actually benefiting the newcomers to streamline the development. So yeah, it's great. Okay, so yes, Prabal, before we wrap up, many aspiring developers hoping to break into this space. So what advice would you like to give to those who are looking to join this space?
Oh, all right. So here are my few points. Like you have to understand the basics. Then you have some knowledge about the Solidity, and you can join this great communities on the Discord and the Reddit. And what I think is the most important, like build something. Theory is great, but practice makes someone perfect. And things beyond code, like what I think, like blockchain is not just about coding, it's about creativity and innovation. So if someone has this all these points in their minds, they can be a best person in this blockchain space.
Oh, that's great advice, Prabal. Great advice. So as a final question, is there someone special that you want to meet in the Web3 space?
Oh, one person who I would like to meet is Vitalik. Hopefully he will be there in the upcoming next month in the DEF CON. So I
Oh,
would
great.
definitely.
Okay, so Prabal, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on our show. And thank you so much for joining us today. And thanks to our listeners, wherever you may be. And join us for our next Behind the Episode.